Francesco Messina, a famous Italian artist, had a life-changing encounter with Padre Pio in 1949, an encounter that changed his life as well as his art forever. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivio Cesca. Within its pages, Cesca recounts the fascinating journey of Francesco Messina, who prior to meeting Padre Pio was well known in high society as a freethinker, someone who questioned traditional beliefs. However, his perception of life took a profound turn after his encounter with the saintly friar. Here's the story. It all began during an exhibition of Messina's artwork in the city of Genoa. One night, his sleep was interrupted by an unexpected phone call from a close friend who happened to be a doctor, so someone well-educated and of high status in society. The doctor, filled with excitement, shared his experience of passing by the exhibition building and being enveloped in the same captivating fragrance that he had often experienced in the presence of Padre Pio. The doctor emphasized that this could not be a mere coincidence, as he considered himself a spiritual son of Padre Pio. To say the least, Messina did not share his friend's excitement. Impatiently, he waited for his friend to finish speaking and promptly requested permission to end the phone call. Now, although Messina initially dismissed the doctor's account as absurd, he couldn't ignore the intriguing stories he had heard about this extraordinary friar. Determined to find out the truth, he decided to meet Padre Pio and form his own conclusions. So only 2 weeks after that conversation, Messina found himself in San Giovanni Rotondo, anticipating a warm welcome. But to his surprise, he was met with a distant attitude. When he finally stood face to face with Padre Pio, the friar curtly asked, "What do you want, sir?" Feeling a sense of urgency, Messina simply replied, "I just want to meet you." Padre Pio responded, "Then you have met me." Overwhelmed by the presence of Padre Pio, Messina uttered, "I entrust myself to you." Padre Pio's demeanor suddenly shifted, and he responded with a smile, saying, "You are in good hands." He then said something that caught Messina completely off guard. "Go to the church. I will hear your confession now." Now you can only imagine how Messina must have felt. He was in no way prepared for confession. He wanted to ask for some time to prepare, but instead he obediently knelt down and began to justify his actions and offer explanations for his past deeds. But Padre Pio swiftly interrupted him, "Don't say anything more. Just answer my questions." And one by one, Padre Pio began to list all of Messina's sins. Messina was amazed. Sometimes, being firm can be more beneficial to a person's soul than constantly pampering them out of fear of pushing them away from the church. Jesus said, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother." It's in this light that we can understand Padre Pio's attitude towards Francesco Messina, and it worked. When he returned to his hometown of Milan, Messina felt like a completely transformed person. The encounter with Padre Pio had ignited a spiritual awakening within him. Fueled by this newfound faith, Messina decided to make his conversion public by writing an open letter that concluded with these profound words, "I was born on April 11, 1949, the very date on which he had received absolution through confession with Padre Pio." After that transformative encounter, Messina's visits to San Giovanni Rotondo became frequent, especially after he was entrusted with the task of creating the monumental sculptures of the Stations of the Cross, which continue to captivate viewers to this day. As Messina observed Padre Pio's final days drawing near, he was inspired to create a lasting tribute to the beloved friar. He embarked on the creation of a grand image that depicted Padre Pio in a thin and hunched form. The statue is strategically positioned in a way that creates the impression of Padre Pio personally greeting the pilgrims. Really shows to prove Messina's deep devotion to Padre Pio. Among Messina's notable masterpieces is the bronze statue of Pope Pius XII, housed in the magnificent St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. These extraordinary works of art serve as a testament to Messina's exceptional talent and his enduring connection to his faith, Padre Pio, and the Church. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.